Rewarding your employees in tight salary times. Volume 1, Some Basic Techniques. Written by Harry T. Roman. Narrated by Kat Lookabaugh. Introduction. Welcome to a discussion about how to reward your employees in tight salary times. This audio compendium, Volume 1, Some Basic Techniques, starts off this two-volume set. Volume 2, More Techniques, will extend this important discussion. These volumes do not discuss fun or trendy ways to reward employees, such as tickets for a free dinner with your wife at an upscale restaurant, picking something from an upscale gift catalog, getting your name on an Employee of the Year plaque, your own parking space for a month in front of the building, a day off at an amusement park, or 99 other ways to reward your employees. Such popularly touted reward mechanisms have a place and an appropriate application, but the intent of this audiobook is very different. It's not always possible in the business world to reward your key and special employees with raises or monetary gains in the conventional sense, but it is possible to reward them in other ways that will keep them motivated and on point, all of which keeps those valuable employees in your company and/or your department. In this volume, I shall discuss and describe techniques I have seen and used for rewarding key people. These discussions will show you how a company can say thank you in a variety of ways in lieu of putting money in someone's monthly salary and make them want to stay rock solid in your corner. As you listen to my thoughts and consider the techniques I have used and witnessed over 36 plus years in business, think about yourself at your job. What if you were consistently getting good annual reviews, but money was tight in your company and salary increases were not possible? What would make you want to stay, either in your department or the company? Or maybe you had topped out in your position and there were no openings for a promotion. How could the company keep you? What could they allow you to do that would keep you motivated and continue to work there? The topics I discuss herein are in no particular order or ranking, so feel free to range freely over the materials and experiment as you see fit. Harry T. Roman, Life Member, IEEE. Background. So, tell me and be honest, how well do you really know your employees? Yeah, you give them an annual review, and maybe you chat with them over lunch from time to time. But how well do you know what makes them tick? For instance, what issues at work get them into a rolling boil? What keeps them at their job and liking it? Are they team builders, both within the department and outside? Do they possess other work-related interests they might like to have a chance to try out? What do their coworkers think of them? Might they look up to them? Might they have outside interests that are strong, and if you somehow bring those interests into the workplace, could you supercharge them? Do they show greater aptitude for management or leadership? Or both? And do they have a flair for creating new ideas and moving to implement them by their own initiative? If you gave them resources and authority beyond what they have now, what might they be inclined to do? These and other related questions are important to know about your special or high-performance employees. At some point in the future, company circumstances may prevent you from rewarding them with conventional salary increases or perhaps bonuses. What will you do to keep these important people wanting to stay the course? Knowing what makes your employees tick is an important insight into how you might be able to keep them motivated. It can aid you in crafting programs, opportunities, and circumstances where they can continue to shine and grow in new directions. These motivational efforts also have a way of demonstrating to other employees how flexible you are as a leader or manager, and how the department or company cares for its employees. This message in the workplace is powerful. When you take the time to know your employees will take notice, see there is real interest in the other things you know about them, and that you are interested in how to bring that talent to bear in the company. As you listen to the items I have designed for you to consider, think about how these items could be enhanced if you knew more about your employees. Or maybe you could use what you hear to develop your own take on rewarding employees in hard times. The key is understanding what motivates your employees. So talk to them in earnest. Discover the resources hidden beneath their surfaces that you could harness on the job, and in doing so, give their motivation a shot of vitamin B12. Give out more responsibility. Increasing an employee's responsibility may seem counterproductive at first, but a well-adjusted employee knows that salary limits for any position can be exceeded, and absent a promotion, highlighting an increase in an employee's reach within a department is a tacit acknowledgement of that person's value. Giving an employee increased responsibility is something the group leader should make sure everyone in the group completely understands. This change can take the form of a formal organizational adjustment or an informal one that you enforce. Corporate culture and precedents can be limiting in how formal this type of reorganization can become, but you should be ready to go the extra mile to make it so. Increased responsibilities can take many forms, from simple to complex, as the following examples note in some but not all inclusive ways. Coordinator of all group budget information. Coordinate and approve vacation schedules. Keep and approve weekly timesheets. In your absence, fill in with commensurate approval authority. Or have an employee formally assigned as your assistant, as company culture allows. Early in my career, my bosses often allowed me to pre-screen their mail in their absence, taking action as needed. I remember segmenting their mail into distinct piles, such as routine communications, magazine and general, personal and confidential, action taken. My superiors made it clear if I was sitting in their chair, I was to do their jobs. My only restrictions were not to open anything labeled personal and confidential, but it was okay to open a letter marked confidential. I can recall the honor of sitting in for my bosses. This assignment had an interesting effect on others, both within my department and outside. Even though I was acting as an informal assistant to my bosses and did not have that title, people naturally assumed I was second in command. They came to me automatically if my boss was at a meeting, out of town on a trip, or on vacation. I received recognition by virtue of others' perception of me over time. Certainly, I learned a great deal about doing my boss's job, and I acquired a great deal of respect for what it took to function at that level. It was a respect I would never dishonor or take lightly. In turn, I had my staff substitute for me. It was a wonderful way of doing on-the-job mentoring. Temporary assignments. Temporary assignments can be used to reward high-performing employees to your advantage. Provide them with temporary assignments or a liaison assignment that allows these employees to obtain some cross-training, things that benefit your department as well as your employees' interests. Temporary assignments can be quite refreshing for employees eager to learn and grow. Set aside some time with employees to find out what areas of the company also interest them. Parts of the company they might like to learn more about. Have them develop a plan for how what they learn can be useful to the group. Perhaps the employees can work part-time in your group and part-time in the selected group. Of course, you would need to clear this arrangement with your management as well as that of the selected group, but I have seen this arrangement work numerous times over my career. It's important for employees about to embark on such assignments to talk with other employees in your group to determine what their information needs might be. In this way, when the liaison employees return to full-time work in your department, they can debrief with your group, dispensing the experiences they gained for everyone's advantage. The potential downside to this type of cross-training is that an employee may like the other side of the fence more than the current position. Yes, it could deny you the skilled working experience of an employee, but it can build a powerful bridge for future interactions with his or her newly chosen group. Your job as a leader is to make sure not only that your resources benefit your department, but the company as well. If the employee bolts to the other group, so be it. But when that employee returns to your group, all of your employees will benefit from the many new perspectives and experiences that person brings back to the table. Seed projects. I started most of my projects using seed money, something on the order of $15,000 to $25,000. As an R&D project manager, most of my projects started out as Phase O type projects. An evaluation and assessment of a new technology, followed by a plan of action to establish a much more intense project that usually culminated in a technology demonstration or pilot plant staged activity. Why not consider a seed project for that excellent employee you cannot reward through salary or promotion? Certainly, your department could benefit from examining new projects that could focus talent in a new area of importance to everyone. Think of the benefits of having a selected employee involved with a seed project. Experience gained with launching a high-interest new project to value the entire group. Working with fellow colleagues to develop a project team and focus for the new project. And everybody in the group gains from this, not just the selected employee who will lead it. The employee will appreciate the opportunity to make the project their hallmark. Often, high-performing employees care more for the ability to make a difference than receive a cash reward or salary increase. Such projects keep valuable employees sharp and fresh. While you're at it, increase those employees' signature authority. So if some big-ticket items have to be purchased, if and when this project matures into a full-blown activity, they can have the total responsibility of being a project manager. Give them the freedom to make a mark with the seed money, then stand back and watch them go for it. Increasing staff. If your employees are already at a mature level in your corporation, beyond the seed money stage as discussed above, consider increasing their staff for existing and new projects that may be coming down the road. A chance to manage and lead more employees is an excellent motivator for employees capable of growing. This incentive provides employees with a sense of importance and capability, and recognition as future company leaders in the eyes of senior management. Of course, this change may necessitate reorganizing some projects within your department, but it does send a powerful signal to your employees that someone who works hard and achieves can be rewarded in a variety of ways, one of which is increased employees and resources at their command. The entire group under you receives an object lesson in this endeavor. Or maybe some of your employees are so good, it's time to give them their own group. Perhaps one they can constitute and organize to work on a new area within your department. It would be like a super team effort that eventually gels into a formal organizational structure. Teach courses in the group or department. Because I had good oral and written skills, my department leaders decided to have me conduct a series of short courses for the younger members of our 120-member department. In my case, I was to lecture about management, leadership, and communications. I still remember the excitement I felt being chosen to perform this teaching leadership function. I developed quite a retinue of materials and activities for the half-day courses taught, heavily documenting my work and the activities partaken by fellow employees. Younger employees looked up to me as one who could provide them with much-needed, important new skills. And that experience later led me to teaching others in the company successfully, as well as those who worked on my project teams. Might this work for those employees you have who cannot be given a raise or promotion? Take a good hard look at their skills and decide what they could offer to other colleagues. Again, such incentives can be powerful messages sent to other employees. In teaching others, managers and colleagues see these people as having leadership potential and capability. Attending a conference, delivering a paper, writing an article. I don't know about you or your employees, but I can tell you, I immensely enjoyed going to conferences, especially delivering a paper. This experience is one of the workaday world activities I miss in retirement. To me, giving presentations or having a paper published in a conference proceedings was the epitome of being a professional. As I mentioned earlier, I did have really good oral and written skills, and standing at the podium never bothered me. I enjoyed writing the papers and telling folks in the industry what we had accomplished at my company. I loved doing these things so much, I often chaired paper sessions at regularly occurring conferences in the electric utility industry where I worked, PSE&G Company. This avenue might be another to pursue for those certain employees you need to recognize, but whom your company cannot monetarily reward just now. Discuss presenting papers with your employees to see if it might prove appealing. Yes, there is an ego aspect to giving papers that I would be the first to admit. It costs nothing to broach the subject with your employees. Not everyone likes to stand in front of 500 people, give a talk or presentation, and then take Q&A for another 30 minutes. But the opportunity to write a paper and have it published might be something of interest. Actually presenting the paper can be intimidating for some folks. Or your employee may like to start gaining this experience. I think you and your employees can find a middle ground where they can get experience in both publishing a paper and making presentations. In all my years of engineering, I never saw engineers get passed over for incompetence, but I did see poor oral skills stop their careers in a heartbeat. This activity is not only loaded with recognition, but also the opportunity to learn a top business skill. Speak well, and the engineering community will stand up and cheer. By the way, my first industry trade magazine article is framed and sitting on the corner of my home office desk. For years, it resided on my desk at work. I still take a long look at it today and remember the charge I got when that magazine issue came out. Extending a business trip. I still remember the telephone call. Must have been 30 years ago. My vice president called to tell me he was approving my trip to San Francisco. He took the opportunity to tell me how proud he was of my work in robotics. In fact, he was a bit worried that I had been working too hard and that I was not taking sufficient time to relax and recharge. So he wanted me to take some extra days off and enjoy the sights out there, maybe visit the redwoods, experience the wineries, and have some relaxing dinners. He closed our happy conversation with an admonition that I was not to be back at work before a certain date, and he would be very unhappy if I was not fully charged again upon returning. That boss was not only the greatest leader I ever worked for, he was also the IEEE rallying point at our company. For years, he had been my IEEE inspiration, and I am an IEEE life member today because of him. This wonderful and gentle man was loved and respected throughout the company because of the caring things he did, like that telephone call to me. This example is an outstanding way you can reward that exemplary employee by extending a business trip and letting them know on a very personal level what they mean to the company. As I look back over the decades, management and leadership is really about caring for your employees, helping them achieve their best, and renewing their spirits and potential through leadership. Make that phone call and reward an outstanding employee in a special way, one that no money could ever accomplish. About the author. Harry T. Roman holds 12 U.S. patents, has received numerous engineering, invention, and teaching awards, and has published over 550 scientific papers, articles, monographs, and books. In 1999, the New Jersey Technology Education and Engineering Association named him a Distinguished Technology Educator. In 2005, the New Jersey Inventors Hall of Fame honored Roman with an Inventor of the Year Award for his application of mobile robots in hazardous work environments. In 1996, IEEE honored him with a Meritorious Achievement Award for developing continuing education products for IEEE members. Again in 2006, IEEE honored Roman with an Outstanding Engineer Award. Every month, over 70,000 educators read his feature articles appearing in various national publications. In PSE&G's R&D group, where he worked for 36 years, Roman directed and consulted on over $100 million worth of projects and programs and taught graduate-level R&D project management courses at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT. Throughout his engineering career, he worked with schools around the state, bringing the excitement of real-world problem-solving into the classroom. Retired since 2006, Roman has published more than 70 resource books, math card games, and science kits for teachers, products valued for their head and hands approach to teaching creativity, invention, STEM, engineering, and alternate energy topics in the classroom. Roman now spends many hours in the classroom working with teachers and students in West Orange, Montclair, and Livingston, conducting special student project team challenges. He is an advisor and author to the Edison Innovation Foundation and docent and special lecturer at the Thomas Edison National Historical Park in West Orange. Roman also admits to writing and publishing poetry and short stories. This has been Rewarding Your Employees in Tight Salary Times, Volume 1, Some Basic Techniques, written by Harry T. Roman, narrated by Kat Lukabaugh.